dive.
Yeah.
Today we're journeying into some unexpected territory.
Oh.
The intersection of military history
Okay.
and software development.
It might seem like an odd pairing,
Right.
but you'd be surprised how much these two fields have in common.
That's what intrigued me about this article that
Yeah.
we're diving into today.
Okay.
It draws a fascinating parallel between Napoleon's infamous 1812 Russian campaign
Okay.
and the challenges of modern software projects,
Like,
specifically the
yeah.
healthcare.gov launch.
Yes, a cautionary tale
Right.
that still resonates in the software world.
For sure.
But
Yeah.
let's start with Napoleon.
Okay.
His meticulous invasion plan for Russia aimed for a swift victory.
Right.
He assembled the Grande Armée, an immense force
Wow.
requiring 20 trained battalions and thousands of wagons
Oh,
to
wow.
keep it supplied for just the first 40 days. Yeah.
That logistical complexity is staggering.
It is.
It makes you wonder, even with brilliant strategists, where do the plans go wrong?
Yeah.
Was it just the sheer scale of the operation
Well,
that doomed Napoleon's ambitions from the start?
there's a tendency,
Yeah.
even in software development today,
Oh, really?
to underestimate the real-world factors
Yeah.
that can derail even the most meticulously crafted plans.
And in Napoleon's case, one of those factors was literally the ground beneath his army's feet.
Right.
The article describes Russia's muddy roads becoming a formidable enemy.
Oh, wow.
Wagons sinking,
You could just imagine.
horses collapsing,
Yeah.
soldiers marching barefoot. The
Yeah.
army's advance slowed to a crawl, and
Oh.
their carefully calculated supply lines
Right.
stretched to the breaking point.
Stretched thin.
What stands out to you in that imagery?
The
Oh,
vulnerability,
yeah.
even with all that meticulous planning,
Right.
the most basic element, the terrain,
Yeah.
could throw everything off.
Is that what we see in software projects too?
Absolutely.
Really?
Think of the terrain as the customer environment,
Okay.
where the software needs to function flawlessly, just like Napoleon.
Okay.
Software teams often enter these environments
Yeah.
without fully anticipating the challenges.
Okay.
Sometimes it's technical, unexpected integrations, legacy systems.
Right.
Sometimes it's user behavior that deviates from what you anticipated.
Interesting. So the takeaway here is that adaptability is key.
Yes.
Right.
Being able to adjust to the unforeseen.
Yeah.
Just like Napoleon should have adjusted to the muddy terrain.
Exactly.
Rigidity in planning can be a recipe for disaster,
Okay.
and the parallels between Napoleon's logistical failures and those we see in software development
Yeah.
run even deeper.
Okay.
Think about the essential supplies.
Okay.
A software project needs
Yeah.
skilled personnel,
Right.
clear requirements, access to data,
Okay.
the right tools,
Yeah.
and of course, adherence to security protocols.
So it's about having the right resources at the right time,
Yes.
deployed effectively,
Yes.
and in both war and software, neglecting those fundamental elements
Yeah.
leads to those disastrous consequences.
It does.
Right.
Yes, with Napoleon,
Yeah.
we saw how disease and hunger ravaged his army,
Wow.
weakening it before major battles even began.
Oh, wow.
The article highlights the staggering loss of life.
Oh, gosh.
Nearly 1 million in just 6 months,
Wow.
largely attributed to logistical failures. A
Gosh.
grim reminder of the stakes involved.
Yeah. And in the software world, we don't deal with loss of life,
Right.
but the fallout from a failed project can still be significant.
Oh, absolute.
Wasted resources,
Yeah.
damaged reputations,
Yeah.
and the loss of trust from stakeholders can be just as devastating in their own way.
Yes. And that brings us back to healthcare.gov. Are you ready to dissect that one?
I'm all ears. What I find fascinating about this comparison
Yeah.
is that it highlights how much we can learn from seemingly unrelated fields. And
Yeah.
who would have thought that a 19th century military campaign
Right.
could offer valuable insights into 21st century software development?
What's fascinating is that we see these patterns repeat
Yeah.
throughout history,
Oh, really?
across different domains.
Interesting.
It's about understanding the underlying principles at play.
Okay.
Principles of complex systems,
Wow.
decision-making under uncertainty, and the very human factors that influence success or failure.
So are we saying there's a Napoleon hiding in every software project?
Perhaps not literally,
Right.
but the potential for miscalculation, overconfidence,
Yeah.
and the failure to adapt is always there.
That's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about the modern military.
Okay.
How has logistics evolved in warfare since Napoleon's time?
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Modern military logistics is no longer just about moving troops and supplies.
Right.
It's a complex web encompassing everything from advanced technology and real-time data analysis to securing intricate global supply chains.
The article mentions that modern armies are heavily reliant on global alliances and collaborations for support.
That's right.
Is that where the vulnerability lies now?
Exactly.
Interesting.
Think of it like this.
Okay.
Modern militaries are like interconnected software modules.
Oh.
Each with its own dependencies and vulnerabilities.
Right.
If one part of the supply chain breaks down,
yeah,
it can have cascading effects on the entire operation.
So in essence, modern military logistics is a software problem in itself.
You could say that
the
need for speed, precision, sustainability, and security in these vast supply chains mirrors the challenges we see in managing complex software systems.
Okay.
And the potential points of failure are everywhere.
I'm starting to see how these seemingly disparate worlds are more intertwined than I ever imagined.
They really are.
So we've only just begun to scratch the surface.
That's right.
Are you ready to dive deeper into the healthcare.gov case?
Yes.
And see how these principles played out in a real-world software disaster?
I think it's a great place to see these things come together.
Absolutely.
And really understand the implications.
Let's unpack what went wrong and see what lessons we can extract.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so we've established that even the best laid plans can go awry when we don't account for the terrain or have the right supplies.
Yeah.
But what about those high-profile software project failures?
Right.
Is it always about the initial plan?
Well.
Or are there deeper systemic issues at play?
That's where the healthcare.gov launch becomes such a valuable case study.
Okay.
It wasn't just a technical glitch or two.
Right.
Remember, the intention was to create a streamlined online marketplace for health insurance, making it easier for people to access coverage under the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
A noble goal.
Yeah.
With a complex execution.
And the execution is where things went off the rails, right?
Yeah.
The launch was plagued with issues.
Uh-huh.
Servers crashing, bugs galore.
Well, yeah.
And users struggling just to navigate the site.
You can imagine the frustration.
It became a political football too, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
But stripping away the political layers,
right,
what we see are fundamental failures in project management, communication, and the logistics of software development.
Okay, walk me through this. Where did the breakdown occur?
The article highlights that the website development was outsourced to multiple contractors, creating a fragmented approach.
Interesting.
Imagine trying to orchestrate a military campaign with several generals, each leading their own army.
Okay.
With limited communication between them.
Chaos.
Exactly.
Pure chaos.
Yeah.
And that seems to be exactly what happened with healthcare.gov.
Right.
The article mentioned data integration failures, broken features. It sounds like nobody had a clear view of the whole picture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The website was essentially built in silos.
Right.
With different components developed independently.
Mm-hmm.
And then cobbled together.
Oh, wow.
When it came time to launch, the pieces didn't fit.
Right.
Imagine trying to assemble a tank with parts from different manufacturers, each with their own set of instructions.
A recipe for disaster.
It really is.
And a pretty expensive one at that.
Yeah.
Didn't the government end up spending millions on fixes and repairs?
Yes, millions.
After the botched launch.
And that's not even accounting for the damage to the reputation of the Affordable Care Act itself.
Yeah.
The whole debacle became a cautionary tale.
Wow.
It's like Napoleon's failed campaign.
Okay.
But in the digital age, a stark reminder that meticulous planning, rigorous testing, and open communication are absolutely vital in software development.
It seems like the takeaway here is that complexity needs to be managed carefully.
Yes.
Whether we're talking about troop movements or lines of code.
Precisely.
And that management involves clear lines of authority.
Yeah.
Shared understanding of the goals.
Right.
And the flexibility to adapt when those inevitable surprises pop up.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about avoiding a Napoleonic blunder on the battlefield.
Right.
It's about avoiding a healthcare.gov level meltdown.
Yeah.
In our software projects, right?
Absolutely. And remember, just like a general needs to understand the morale and capabilities of their troops.
Okay.
A software project manager needs to be keenly aware of their team's strengths, weaknesses, and how they work together.
And communication has to be top-notch.
Yes.
Everyone needs to be on the same page.
Absolutely.
Working towards the same objective.
Mm-hmm.
No silos, no fragmented army.
Exactly. You need that clear chain of command.
Right.
Those well-defined communication channels.
Yeah.
Just like in a military operation.
Yeah.
Any breakdown in communication can lead to confusion.
Right.
And ultimately mission failure.
It seems like the fog of war that we've talked about earlier isn't just limited to the battlefield.
No.
It exists in software development too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We're dealing with constantly shifting landscapes.
Right.
In the software world.
Yeah.
Evolving technology.
Yeah.
Changing user expectations.
Right.
Unforeseen technical debt.
Yeah.
What might have been a cutting-edge feature yesterday could be obsolete tomorrow.
So how do you lead effectively in that kind of environment?
That's a great question.
When you can't predict every variable
or
anticipate every challenge, what's the key to success?
It's about finding that balance between meticulous planning and adaptability.
Right.
Strong leadership in this context means having a clear vision, being able to make those tough decisions quickly, sometimes with limited information.
Yeah.
And keeping the ultimate goal in sight.
Right.
Even when the path gets murky.
Like a captain navigating a ship through a storm.
Exactly.
They have to make course corrections.
Yeah.
Adjust to the wind and waves. Mm. But they never lose sight of the destination.
That's a great analogy.
Right.
And it applies to both military operations
and
software development.
We need leaders who can steer the ship.
Right.
Make those tough calls and ensure the team stays focused on the mission, even when facing unexpected obstacles.
That's right.
So it's about having that strategic mindset,
that
ability to assess the situation, understand the risks, and make informed decisions, even when the information is imperfect.
Precisely.
Okay.
And it's about fostering a culture where risk is acknowledged, not ignored.
Right.
Where team members feel empowered to speak up when they see potential problems brewing.
Instead of hoping those problems will magically disappear.
Because as we've seen with Napoleon's campaign and the healthcare.gov launch, problems rarely just disappear.
Yeah.
They tend to compound if left unchecked.
That's true.
And that brings us to a crucial element that's often overlooked.
Okay.
Are you ready to talk about testing and quality assurance?
Let's do it. I have a feeling this is where the parallels between military preparedness and software development really shine. Testing and quality assurance.
Yeah.
It sounds like the software equivalent of military drills and simulations.
That's a great way to think about it.
Yeah.
Preparing for every possible scenario.
Right.
Before heading into the battle.
So it's about more than just making sure the code works, right?
It is.
It's about anticipating how the software will behave in the real world
with
real users under real world conditions.
Exactly. And that involves multiple layers of testing. You have your unit testing where individual components are tested in isolation.
Right.
Then integration testing,
where
you see how those components work together.
Okay.
And finally, user acceptance testing.
Right. Yeah.
Where you put the software in the hands of actual users.
Okay.
And see how they interact with it.
So like field exercises for your software.
Exactly.
I imagine just like with those field exercises.
Yeah.
You sometimes discover things you didn't anticipate.
Of course.
Unexpected user behavior.
Uh-huh.
Edge cases that you didn't account for in the initial design.
Absolutely. And that's why testing is so crucial.
Yeah.
It's not just about confirming that things work as planned.
Right.
It's about uncovering those hidden vulnerabilities.
Okay.
Those unexpected interactions that can trip you up down the line.
Right.
It's about learning and adapting.
So it seems like testing and quality assurance aren't just about preventing bugs.
Right.
They're an integral part of the development process itself.
They are.
A way to refine the software, make it more robust.
Yeah.
And ensure it truly meets the needs of the users.
Precisely.
Mm.
And it's something that was sorely lacking.
Oh, really?
In the healthcare.gov project.
Interesting.
There was a rush to launch a pressure to meet deadlines.
Yeah.
And testing seems to have been an afterthought.
And as we saw, the consequences were significant.
Oh, they were.
So are we saying that a lack of adequate testing?
I would say it was a major contributing factor.
Okay.
When you don't rigorously test your software.
Right.
You're essentially sending it into battle.
Yeah.
Unarmed and unprepared.
Oh, wow.
You're increasing the likelihood that it will fail.
Right.
And when it does.
Yeah.
the fallout can be substantial.
That makes sense, and it reinforces the idea that there's a real cost to cutting corners, whether we're talking about military preparedness or software development.
Absolutely. In both cases, the cost of failure can be high.
Right.
Lost time, wasted resources, damaged reputations.
Mm.
But perhaps even more importantly, the erosion of trust.
Trust from stakeholders, trust from users, trust from the public at large.
That's right.
It's a precious commodity.
Lewis.
And once it's lost, it can be incredibly difficult to regain.
Very true. Which brings us to another crucial aspect that we haven't explicitly discussed yet, risk management.
I have a feeling this is where the parallels between military strategy and software development really come full circle.
I think so.
Yeah, because both involve navigating uncertainty,
right,
making decisions with imperfect information, and anticipating potential threats.
Exactly. And effective risk management
is
about more than just identifying potential problems.
Okay.
It's about understanding the likelihood of those problems occurring.
Right.
Assessing their potential impact. And developing strategies to mitigate them.
Okay.
It's a proactive approach to navigating the unknown.
So walk me through this.
Sure.
How would you approach risk management in a software project, for example?
The process is similar to what you'd see in a military context.
Okay.
First, you identify the potential risks.
Right.
These could be technical risks.
Okay.
Like security vulnerabilities or integration challenges.
Mm.
They could be project management risks, like scope creep, or resource constraints,
right?
Or they could even be external factors,
okay,
like changes in market conditions or new regulations.
It's like scanning the battlefield for potential threats, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it.
Trying to anticipate where the enemy might attack.
Yeah.
Or where the terrain might pose a challenge.
Once you've identified the potential risks, need to assess their likelihood and impact.
Right.
Some risks might be highly probable, but have a low impact.
Okay.
Others might be less likely to occur,
right,
but have the potential to derail the entire project.
Yeah.
If they do.
It's about prioritizing, right? Focusing on the risks that pose the greatest threat and allocating resources accordingly.
Exactly. And that's where the mitigation strategies come in.
Okay.
For each high priority risk.
Yeah.
You develop a plan for how you will address it if it occurs.
Okay.
This might involve having backup systems in place,
right,
creating contingency plans,
mm-hmm,
or even deciding to avoid certain activities altogether if the risk is too great.
It sounds like a constant balancing act.
It is.
Weighing the potential rewards against the potential risks.
Yeah.
And making calculated decisions based on the best available information.
And there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
The best risk management strategies are tailored to the specific project.
Yeah.
Specific environment
right.
and specific goals you're trying to achieve.
It's about knowing your terrain, understanding your capabilities, and being prepared to adapt as the situation evolves.
Exactly.
There's like a skilled general on the battlefield.
Precisely. And perhaps most importantly, it's about creating a culture where risk is acknowledged and discussed openly,
right,
where team members feel comfortable raising concerns, challenging assumptions, and bringing potential problems to light.
Right.
Before they escalate.
It's about fostering that sense of shared responsibility, right?
Yes, it is.
Recognizing that everyone on the team has a role to play in managing risk and ensuring the success of the mission.
Right.
Whether that mission is a military campaign or a software launch.
Exactly. And that's one of the most valuable lessons we can glean from these seemingly disparate fields.
Yeah.
The principles of clear communication.
Mm-hmm.
Meticulous planning, adaptability, and proactive risk management are universal.
Okay.
They transcend specific domains and apply to any endeavor where complexity and uncertainty are.
Right. So the next time we're faced with a challenging project,
a
complex problem, or a high-stakes decision,
we
should channel our inner Napoleon.
I love it.
But maybe with a little more emphasis on testing.
Yes.
And a lot more communication.
Absolutely. I think that's excellent advice.
Learn from history, embrace the lessons of both success and failure, and never underestimate the importance of adaptability, resilience, and a healthy dose of risk awareness.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
Exploring the surprising connections between military history
and
the world of software.
Absolutely. We've unpacked logistical nightmares.
We have.
Dissected high-profile failures.
Yeah.
And uncovered the enduring principles
right.
that underpin successful endeavors in both domains.
And perhaps most importantly,
yes.
we've highlighted the importance of continuous learning.
Absolutely.
Adaptability. Uh-huh. And the power of drawing insights from unexpected sources.
I love it.
So as we wrap up this episode, I want to encourage you to reflect on your own experiences.
That's great.
Think about the projects you've been involved in, mm-hmm. the challenges you faced,
yeah.
and the lessons you've learned along the way.
And the next time you're facing a new challenge, a new battlefield,
yeah.
remember the principles we've discussed today.
Okay.
Embrace the complexity. Anticipate the unexpected.
Right.
And never underestimate the power of preparation, communication,
yeah.
and a well-defined plan.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.